Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, sometimes a visitation doesn't come as a voice, a shadow, or an apparition. What if it comes through the radio at the exact moment you really need it?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Thank you very much for listening. Now, if you have a real ghost story, we would love it so much if you would share it with us. And it's easy to do. You can leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. You can write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to become a premium subscriber, get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials, you could do that through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes and Harper is here.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you today, Carol?
Pretty excited. I am taking a little road trip tomorrow to Des Moines, Iowa.
You will appreciate
this part. We have been in an extreme heat wave, as a lot of the country has been.
Yes.
And you have been in it. I've been in it. Today, we're under an extreme heat warning again. So I am going to a Lainey Wilson concert in Des Moines, Iowa at the Iowa State Fair.
Ooh, that'll be really fun.
Except for the other night, I was walking my dog. It's 8:45 at night. It's over 100 degrees, so it's just hot, and I'm so over it. And I'm like, that concert is going to be miserable on Sunday. It's going to be so hot.
Yeah,
so
right.
I looked at Des Moines weather on Sunday. It's the high for the day, 82.
Oh, that's a lot better than I thought what you were going to say.
You thought I was going the other way.
I thought you were going to say like 105.
Oh, I was so excited. I was like 82, like once the sun goes down, like I think she goes on at 9 o'clock or something like that. I'm like, I'll almost need a hoodie. It'll be in the 70s.
Yeah, nearly. Yeah.
I know, so I'm really, really excited about it. It's funny because the last time I saw Lainey Wilson, I was working at a radio station, the one I got fired from, but because I guess I was a horrible employee after 20 years.
Oh, but, no.
But they used to bring artists through, and we would do these conference room concerts. And so, like, Luke Bryan came through and played in our conference room over the years. So Lady A, all these different artists came through. My last conference room concert was Lainey Wilson. So I've only ever seen her live once before, and it was in a conference room with about 10 people. And so it'll be a totally different show at the Iowa, sold out show at the Iowa State Fair. So when you think about
it, that'll be really fun.
She's come a long way since then. So it's going to be really fun. And now my niece works for her, Kathy's daughter. So she got us some free tickets. So, yeah, nice. We're super excited about it with it being 82 that day. But speaking of radio, this is a story that really gets me in the heart because I have had things like this happen to me, except I was the one on the radio playing the song. And I don't know how many times over the years I had people call me and tell me these really touching stories about how they got in the car and I put on this song that they grew up listening to with their grandma or grandpa and they just lost him. Or one time they were literally at the cemetery and got in the car and I played this song. And I actually had flipped out songs. As the music director, I could do that. I didn't want anybody else to, but I could do it. And I had actually, that wasn't supposed to be the song I played. And I played it anyway. And they got in the car after burying their loved one and got in there, turned on the car, and I started playing The Dance by Garth Brooks. And
oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah. And so stories like this always just really get to me because, and it's happened to me. There was one time I was out with some friends. It was after my dad died. And I just, I thought I could handle going out and I just couldn't. It was too overwhelming. I was sad. I'm trying to fake it through a night out, and I just can't. And I'm like, you know what? I just want to go home. Got in my car, turned it on, didn't even start backing out, literally just turned it on. Always had my radio at that time on FM radio because this was an older car, so I think I didn't have Sirius XM at the time. So the radio comes on, but it came on AM. which was kind of weird. I don't know how I had switched it to AM, but it came on an AM station. And it started playing this Merle Haggard song that my dad, it really, really reminds me of my dad. And I just sat there and bawled. And I was like, how did that happen? How did I happen to leave right at that moment? I could have left at any point during the evening. I could have left an hour ago. But the exact moment that I turned on my car, that song started playing.
Wow.
So this is one of those stories.
That is a crazy coincidence.
Yeah. And I don't believe, I've never believed it was a coincidence when it happened to me or when I was the one on the radio playing the song.
Might just be fate.
That's what I think it is. I think it's like a message from that loved one that somehow my brain got like, you need to play this song. Okay. And I just did. And the right people heard it. So this says, I lost one of my best friends several years ago. We'd been friends since high school. So she was one of those people who had always been there for me. Music was a big thing for us, especially when we were younger. When we were teenagers, when the Chicks, then known as the Dixie Chicks, got really popular, and Wide Open Spaces was one of our songs, which I think is such a great song. I don't even remember us ever saying that it was our song, but it kind of became that over the years. When it first came out, we used to drive around singing it at the top of our lungs. We thought we sounded great. I'm sure we didn't. We would have the windows down and just scream the whole thing. And anytime I hear that song now, that's what I still think of. We stayed friends as we got older through marriages and jobs and moves and all of the normal life stuff. We didn't talk every day, but she was always somebody I could call on, and it would be like no time had passed. Then she died unexpectedly. I'm not going to get into how she died because that's really not part of the story, but it was sudden and it was really hard. After she died, I would still catch myself thinking I need to text her. Something funny would happen and I'd reach for my phone, or I would see something and think I need to send that to her. Then it would hit me again that I couldn't. A while after that, I heard the Chicks were touring again, and I almost immediately thought, I have to go. I didn't know why exactly, it just felt important. We'd always talked about seeing them someday, and like a lot of things, we never got around to it. There was always going to be another tour, another year, another chance, and then there wasn't. So I bought tickets, and I asked another friend of ours to go with me. I knew the concert was probably going to be emotional, but I don't think I realized how emotional until I was actually there. It was really fun. I don't want to make it sound like I spent the whole night crying because I didn't. I laughed and sang and had a really good time, but there were moments when I would think about her and it would just hit me. Some of the songs brought back memories I hadn't thought about in years. Nothing important necessarily, just stupid things we did when we were younger, driving around, getting food, sitting in parking lots, talking, that sort of thing. Then they played Wide Open Spaces, and that got to me. As soon as it started, I started crying. I tried to sing along, but I couldn't. My friend put her arm around me, and I just stood there thinking about when we were teenagers and how many times we had sung that song together. It was probably the hardest part of the whole concert, but it was also kind of good in a weird way. I had been missing her so much, and for those few minutes, I just let myself miss her. The rest of the concert was emotional, but by the end, I was really glad I had gone. I think I needed it more than I realized. I tell you, music, so powerful. Afterward, my friend and I talked about her quite a bit on the drive back. We talked about how much she would have loved the show and laughed about some of the things she probably would have complained about. Parking definitely would have been one of them. Eventually, I dropped my friend off, and I still had about a half an hour before I got home. Once I was alone, it was so quiet. I had turned the radio on, but it was turned down pretty low. I was thinking about the concert, about my friend, and I just started talking to her. I've done that before. I know she's not physically sitting there, obviously. Sometimes I just talk to her anyway. And I told her she would have loved the concert. I told her how hard it was hearing our song, how much I thought about us driving around when we were kids. I even said something about how terrible we probably sounded singing it. And I told her I missed her. I remember saying I really wish she could have been, I remember saying I really wish she could have been there that night. It had to have been no more than a minute, maybe two, when Wide Open Spaces came on the radio. I knew it was her. I just kind of laughed and started crying again because there was no question in my mind what that was. I sang along at the top of my lungs. I was still crying, but it didn't feel as painful as it had earlier. It actually felt more comforting. I really believe that was her way of letting me know she had been there with me in some way, or at least that she knew I had been thinking about her. I know it was only a song on the radio, but it was our song, and it came on while I was literally talking to her about how much I wish she could have gone with me. To me, it was her. Nothing else happened that night. I didn't see or hear a voice or anything like that. I haven't had some big experience with her since then. But I don't feel like I need one. Now when I hear Wide Open Spaces, I still think about us when we were teenagers, driving around singing way too loud. But I also think about that night and that drive home. I went to that concert missing her terribly, and somehow I felt a lot better by the time I got home. Thank you for letting me share this. I know it's not scary, but it means a lot to me, and I really do believe my friend found a way to let me know she was there. That's Angie. See, but I don't think every paranormal story has to be scary.
I don't think every paranormal story has to be scary either.
And that also, one is so sweet to me. And it just,
yeah.
I like the idea of there could still be that connection with a loved one.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And like her friend would have loved that she went. But I also get how hard that is because I have done that. Like after my dad died, I went to a couple concerts because he loved Susie Boggess, for example, and I just start crying, like ugly crying, because the music can just transport you and make you really feel something.
Yeah.
It's very, very powerful. And that's Wide Open Spaces is such a good song. And
it really is. It's a great song.
It's a really good song. And I could see the two of them when that came out, just singing along and having that moment and how hard it would be for her at the concert. But what are the odds? They go to the concert. They have to wait in the parking lot. She has to drop her friend off. She's now in the car by herself, and she's feeling emotional, and she just starts talking to her friend, and then that song comes on?
Like,
that's not coincidence to me.
That's not a coincidence.
And I will be right there with her. I think that was her friend.
Oh, and absolutely.
Period. I would
There's no way it wasn't.
I would never even question that.
Never in a million years. That's definitely her friend.
Oh, that one made me all emotional. Well, let's go to this phone call.
Before I start, my story is not really a ghost story. It's more like a supernatural to me, it is. But my mother passed away back in 2012. I would say approximately 5 months later, during that time, I had a boyfriend. Well, he's my husband now, but back then he was my boyfriend. And we ended up breaking things off. We were together for almost 2 years, but we ended up breaking things off. So, you know, I was at work. I was crying, very sad, very emotional. As soon as I got out of work, I came home and I went straight to bed. And I remember laying in bed and I was praying, you know, because I'm Catholic, but I was praying, like, for some healing, you know, take the sadness away from me. And then I fell asleep. I had a dream. And this dream, I will keep for me for the rest of my life. It means so much to me. But I was sleeping. My dream started off with my dad putting on the song that my mother used to listen to. She loved the song so much. So he put it on. Next thing you know, I started kind of dancing, you know, moving, singing along with the song. And out of nowhere, I see something in the corner of my bed, and it happens to be a little statue of Jesus. My mother was also Catholic. She was very religious. So I see it, and next thing you know, I grab it, I look at it, and I start saying, dance with me. I start talking to it, saying, dance with me, sing with me. I put it on my bed, and there I go, you know, just singing, just dancing. And then I start laying down on my bed, and I looked straight at it. Next thing you know, I don't know if maybe I imagined it in my dream, but I felt like it started to smile at me, like the statue was smiling at me. And for some reason, I end up putting my arm out to it. And I remember saying, please. Next thing you know, slowly, the statue starts moving and his hand touched my hand. And I wasn't scared. I wasn't shocked. I was calm. I was calm, very, very calm. I was happy. I was stress-free, you know, just really overwhelmed of what was going on. And I looked at it, and it smiled at me again. The next thing you know, I wake up. I wake up from my dream. It was already dark by then. I was calm. I was calm. That feeling that I had in my dream was still in me. And next thing you know, I look at the end of my bed. I see, like, a white mist forming. And it was forming into the size and the shape that my mother was. During this time, I wasn't scared. I was just confused, like, what is this? So it started forming at the end of my bed, and it clearly was the form of my mother. I wasn't scared or anything. I was just amazed by it. And I only saw it for a glimpse. Like, I only saw it for 2 to 3 seconds, and it slowly started walking out of my room. My door was closed. It started walking out of my room and through the door. And that's when I got up. I opened my door, but it was gone. That whole week, that dream has been going through my head over and over again, thinking, what's going on? What is this about? The statue that was actually in my dream, I told my dad about it. I told my brother about it. They're very religious as well. I told them, and they're telling me that it's either him telling me to be that everything's going to be okay, or it was my mother saying everything was going to be okay. The next following week, I was getting ready for work. I went downstairs, and in our kitchen, we have one of the walls covered of pictures of our relatives that passed away, and in the middle we have a big picture of the Virgin Mary. I always pray before I go to work, and something catches my eye. At the corner of my eye, something catches my eye, and I look, and apparently it was the exact same statue that was in my dream. The exact same statue staring right at me. I picked it up. I took it to my dad, and I told him, whose is this? This wasn't here before. And this is what he told me. He said that he was cleaning out the closet, putting my mother's clothes away, and he found the statue right in the back of where her clothes was. And he thought it was nice, and he left it there. And I told him, this is the exact same statue that was in my dream. Ever since that day, I always grab the statue. I always kiss it. I always, you know, make a little prayer. I feel instantly, I feel calm. I feel happy. I feel like everything is going to be great. I honestly feel that it's my mother telling me everything's going to be okay. Thank you, and keep up the good work. Bye.
I wasn't planning on doing two emotional visitation type of stories today, but
Carol,
I guess I did.
Carol, are you trying to get me to cry on air?
I'm really trying hard. Did it work?
A little bit. Okay.
Because that one's pretty profound in two ways, because just having that dream really affected her. Like when you have a visitation dream, it really does feel like an experience with your loved one.
Yeah.
And she definitely had that. And this statue was such a big part of the dream.
Yeah, it was a very big part of the dream. Right? I'm sorry, in the beginning of the story when she was just like, I'm not sure if this is a ghost, but or supernatural. I was like, I was not expecting such a story like that.
Yeah. And it's, you know, once again, like we just said, they don't all have to be scary stories. And both of these were emotional to me. They both made me want to cry. But they were both very supernatural. There's paranormal. You know, it's not definitely like there was some demon came to scare them. It was a really sweet from the other side story, the loved one they were missing, you know, and the fact that the statue is such a big part of the dream. And then she sees the statue in her house. It's like,
yeah, that is a wild thing to happen.
And I think she said that she went on and she's married now. I hope that the dad let her have that statue.
I hope so. I really do.
It's in her house now. Because I think that would be so meaningful to her. And it's like her mom showing her the statue of the dream. And then by seeing it in real life, it just confirmed she really did have that experience in the dream.
Yeah.
Like it really was her mom. And kind of like, I hope she feels that. Because, you know, talking about my dad, I've always felt like he's kind of there in the background. There's been times I felt him pretty front and center. But,
yeah,
you know, most of the time, I just feel like he's in the background. If I need him, he's kind of there. That said, it takes a really long time to get to that point.
Mm-hmm.
So for all the people who have just recently lost someone, I feel like apologizing and giving them a hug at the same time today after these two stories. Because that would be hard to listen to. Well, if you have a story, a ghost story or a story, a really sweet visitation story, we would love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802. You can write it down at Real Ghost Stories Online. And you can become a premium subscriber, get the advance episodes, access to our archive, and no commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.